everyone. This is Luca Mino for Luca's World. I hope everybody's doing good today. I wanted to say hello to the producer as well, Frank, and make sure everybody's doing well. We have a lot to talk about today. And I have to say, I didn't listen to the radio before the show either. So I completely unplugged before I came on to talk this morning because I had to. Things are happening so fast. And I want to go a little bit everywhere today and touch on the things that mean a lot to me. You know, what's going on in Luca's world? You know, well, wow. That's it's an understatement. Well, like this one meme says that I wanted to share today, hate has talked so loudly for so long. Greed has talked so loudly for so long. Liars have talked so loudly for so long. Love has to stop whispering. And that's my message for today. That's one of them. Love has got to stop whispering. We got to start yelling from the rooftops, even though love doesn't really do that. but you know what I mean? We really... And then there's the message for men today, too, about how to be a better man, and we're going to get to that. Buckminster Fuller that says, it's now highly feasible to take care of everybody on earth at a higher standard of living than we have ever known. It no longer has to be you or me. Selfishness is unnecessary. It's a choice too. War is obsolete. It's a matter of converting our technology from weaponry to livingry. And if I ever heard of a good title for the show today, that's what it's going to be. Weaponry to livingry. And, you know, let's start with that. What is livingry? Okay, well, we have to start caring more about one another. I want to touch on the four agreements also today.
The what?
The four agreements. And I'll get into that by Don Miguel Ruiz. Very powerful. Four rooms that we have to visit every day. But first, I want to start with this, because the disclaimer is very important, because a lot of people will be saying, you know, you're making judgments, Luca. You know, you're making judgments. I'm not making judgments at all. I'm observing. There's a big difference. And in my disclaimer, I talk about that. And I want to be specific, too, before I give out the numbers to call in. My disclaimer came from Socrates. And he has something called the three sieves. Three sieves. I'm not, you know, wherever you come from, it's going to be different in England or here or in Europe or wherever. The three sieves or the three sieves. It's, you know, for getting water out of the spaghetti, right? And somebody comes up to him and he says, hey, have I got a story to tell you about your friend? He puts his hand up. He says, no, before you say anything, he says it has to go through three sieves. He says, the first one is truth. Is what you're going to tell me the truth? Well, I don't know. It's, you know, okay, so you don't know. If it's well, there's two left. There's two sieves left. There's the sieve of usefulness. Is it useful to me? Well, not really. Okay, well, the last one is necessary. Is it necessary that you tell me? Well, not really at all. So basically he's saying if it's not true, if it's not useful, and if it's not necessary, then why are you bothering wasting our time? So I thought, how cool is that? I'm going to do a disclaimer on my show saying exactly that. If it's not those three things, then we are indeed wasting our time. So it's going to be true to the best of my ability. It's going to be useful and necessary to everybody, or hopefully. And here goes the first story. And this is like an IQ test to see where people are at. It's a really good one. And this reflects people today, whether we like it or not, whether it bothers us or not. Have a listen to this one. This is cool. After walking on stage, right to the podium where he's going to speak, and being around students who really, really like him and what he represents, while he's walking out, they immediately give him a roaring applause and a standing ovation. Quite a long one. And finally, after they calm down and all sit down again and become all quiet, Dr. Roland Christjohn, PhD, speaks for the first time. Hello, everyone. The Iroquois considered clapping and applause very loud and very impolite. I just thought you should know that. And that's how he starts his seminar. By slamming people for clapping and applauding. Because they love him. They were absolutely, you know, like some people were actually throwing papers in the air while they were applauding him, and because they really love what he represents. And I'm going to read it again. The Iroquois considered clapping and applause very loud and very impolite. I just thought you should know that. But, you know, ruffles his papers and he starts a seminar. And my teacher with me at the time explained to me later on, quote, if the students really, really cared about him and who and what he represents, they would have known about his culture. They would have found out about his culture, and they would have known that clapping and very loud applause is very impolite. See? So they don't really care about him per se as much as he would like. It's always surface stuff, you know? It's never going further, you know, than most people to try and find out about this guy. Who is he? You know, where does he come from? You know, what is it with him? You know, what turns his crank type thing? So it may be harsh, yes, I totally agree with that, but it's, wow, you know, assuming is the mother of all screw-ups. Assuming that he likes applause. I mean, who's going to think about applause? Everybody loves applause, right? Oh, really? Okay. See, and that brought me to another point. Before I talk about the four agreements. Yes, Luca, give out the phone numbers first. Right, good idea. Okay, the phone numbers for people to call in today, 512-248-8252 and 1-800-313-9443. Look forward to hearing you call. And for those who don't know, there's going to be an article published on thelibertybeacon.com tomorrow. And the whole show is going to be there, and the links to stuff I talk about, if I have links for it. My spiritual teacher would always say, like, be careful. Be careful of the words that come out of your mouth, Luca. Because once they're out there, they can never be retrieved again. Words can be like weapons, and we know that. And oh, how many of us know that so well, right? Okay, well, then it's time to sever that trend. No? To put away what no longer serves us, to break the chain of repetition and cycle. And kids can hurt their parents so fast and so easily. And it breaks my heart. And one of the best memes I've ever seen, I have to share with you today. I think I've shared this before. But it's father and son sitting on the grass, right? And the kid's looking really kind of itchy. He's looking really like he wants to say something to him. And he looks at him and he says, you know, what happens when you die, Dad? He says, well, you know, you go to heaven. And the little boy cuts him off. He says, no. When you die, I mean, do I get your stuff? You know what I mean? Do I get your stuff? Right? So it sounds like this. It sounds like it's really fast, right? So what happens when you die, Dad? When you die, you know, well, you go to heaven. No, I mean, when you die, do I get your stuff? I've been really, really sensitive to words my entire life. And I guess you could call me what they call a man wife, because I was raised like most others that are man wives, by, you know, grandmothers or mothers, you know, who teach you feelings, emotions, responsibilities in that order. And you just develop sensitivities rather than being with, you know, the paternal image, you know, the man, you know, and don't cry and men don't cry, etc. We know where this is going, right? And, you know, I thought, how cool is that? I wanted to talk about this stuff today because it's so important. You know, you take a plate, right? Throw it on the ground. Did it break? Yes. Okay, now say sorry to it. Sorry. Did it go back to where it was before? No. Do you understand? They're awesome memes, right? Taking the plate and throwing it down and breaking it, and you say sorry to it, nothing's going to change. These are all really, really important factors in life, and they're so overlooked by everything now. And I think this is what my 93-year-old neighbor was talking about when she was saying, Luca, people are going to, you know, their masks are going to come off now. You're going to see people for who they really are because things are speeding up so much. The agenda is speeding up so much. It's getting so bad out there. And this next meme says it all too. And this is from Aldous Huxley. And most people know it, I think. The greater part of the population is not very intelligent, dreads responsibility, and desires nothing better than to be told what to do. Provided the rulers don't interfere with the material comforts and its cherished beliefs, it's perfectly happy to let itself be ruled. And that's basically where we're going. Really? Well, that's not what Don Miguel Ruiz said about the four agreements that we have to have in life. Being impeccable with our word. Don't take anything personally. Never make assumptions, because assumptions are the mothers of all screw-ups, right? And always do your best. Those are the four agreements. Duh. Right? I mean, if you really want to make a better life for yourself and for those around you, and you keep looking down that rabbit hole, and all of a sudden you see stuff like dead people receive more flowers than the living because regret is stronger than gratitude. Huh. Regret is stronger than gratitude. In other words, you're not going to say I love you to somebody in their living, but you're going to just pour out the, oh my God, I love yous, and oh my God, I should have told you before, and oh, right, when they're dead. See, and you know, there's patriarchy again. I hate to say patriarchy all the time, but that's what that is. And the patriarchal system that we have, they're teaching us not to care for one another, to compete with one another. Might makes right, all those things. You have to completely destroy the natural world and the natural life. How about we learn to love one another in the living instead of waiting till they're dead to raise their memory? How about celebrating each other like right now? Like now? Wouldn't that be cool? This is to the women out there, because this man here has been working pretty hard on working on being a good man. And what is a good man? Okay, see if I can remember this by heart, because I just touched something I wasn't supposed to talk about today, but let's see if I can remember. The young kid goes up to the old man around the fire, and he says, what is a good man? And the old man sits there and he thinks, and he says, a good man is someone that does something for somebody that he knows cannot do anything for him. That's what a good man is. Somebody who does something for other people that he knows can do nothing for him in advance. He knows that. See, and being an effeminate man as I am, being a man with emotions, a fleur de peau, like they say in French, right on the edge of your skin, right on your shirt, or however you say that, wearing your emotions on your shirt or whatever, on your arm. This is what it's like every day. So this is an honorable message to women from a sensitive man, because he knows. And I wrote this out 2 days ago because I think it's high time that men face up to it and started treating women the way they're supposed to be treated. I still have a problem with interrupting, but that's something I'm working on. So for so long, women, our women, have had to protect themselves against us, their other half. Because for so long, they've endured such disrespect, such degradation, such humiliation. Hardly a secret to those who have opened their eyes, right? Because women were the primal threat for the conquerors. The strong women, the healers, the witches. They were quickly put to death, as I'm learning. And I got memes that talk about some 2,300 years ago, even before Islam, as Jason Kristoff says, they quickly learned how to shut them up, how to mask them up, how to take away their identity, their sovereign holiness as life givers. As they say in Indian country, even Indian country is not fully aware of this anymore. This next example that I want to give before the break, if I have time, is the perfect one to set the tone for most women today and their need to carry something with them, like a sidearm at all times, you know, hopefully never loaded. But this is what the meme says. And it's depicting the woman. She is both hellfire or holy water. And the flavor you taste depends on how you treat her. See? We have callers already. Look at that. Why don't we invite Francis from North Carolina? We have a minute or two before the break. You're on Lucas World. Good morning.
Hey, young man. Theo.
How you doing?
I think I'm here, give or take a day or two or whatever.
Wow. I couldn't have chosen a better time to get you on.
Uh-oh. Careful. But I have to admit, the commentary I've been hearing so far is cracking me up because, quite frankly, on one aspect, the fact that the child is going to be asking, well, does that mean I get your stuff? That's a very bad precedent because, quite frankly, the young folks are being taught that materialism is what life's about, and it's not. Mm. It's about growing and healing spiritually. What you attain materially is inconsequential. Yes, it's helpful to have funds to have a roof over your head, a pillow to put your head on, and food on the table to put in your gut to keep you going. But as far as when it, in respect to other people, your relatives and all that, that's just so inappropriate for a child to go and say that.
The Can you imagine? It's
absolutely disgusting because it basically shows an irreverence. Or excuse me, that's not even the right word.
It's so deep. You know, that could be one whole show for me. It really could.
Yeah, there you go. But it's basically the way society's going.
Here comes the music. Stay where you are. Stay where you are, Francis. We'll be right back on Lucas World. Don't go away.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafine, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Way when I'm surfing, that song reminds me of when I was 12, 13 years old, grabbing that wave every time. Best wave I ever got in my entire life. We still have Francis on the phone with us, I do believe. And we wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, words and how we hurt one another. And the meme I was talking about before I give it back to Francis, the meme says, women is both hellfire and holy water, and the flavor you taste depends on how you treat her. So, take it away, Francis.
you sure you want me to?
No, that's sure okay. Yeah. As long as we don't swear.
Oh, Don, you just took all the fun out of it.
Yeah.
But anyway, now, it's interesting you would come up with that meme or saying or whatever the case is, but I used to tell my other half or someone else that, yes, I'm sweet and sour, salt and pepper. Take your pick.
Oh, cute. Yeah, but depending on how you treat me. I love that second half because that's what it is.
Thank you. Well, you know, it goes back to various spiritual religious things about how you treat another denotes how you are treated in return. Mm-hmm. And as far as the aspect of men getting in touch with their emotional sides or whatever have you, more power to them for that matter. I mean, it does not mean that you're not macho. It does not mean that you're not masculine or whatever. It's called being respectful of your female half, physically speaking. Not you going and changing your sex or whatever, or cross dressing or whatever have you, to whatever reason that might be.
Mm-hmm.
But the aspect of treating the women folk with respect, whether it be your girlfriend, your wife, and another family elder, whatever the case is, your nieces, and so forth, you name it, ad nauseum. There's a lot of that missing. Now, I do still see, especially the younger folks, the younger males, they have no clue whatsoever.
No.
The older, older gentlemen, older folks, they get the idea. They've been, they learned about that long ago when they were being brought up or raised by their family members. So, mm-hmm. I mean, if you want a woman to help you in some way or assist you or whatever the case is, depending on the situation, then, you know, if you want them to do that, then how about treating them the same way you would like to be treated?
There you go.
Respect. It doesn't mean that you have to be, oh, I'm a nice fuzzy bunny, neon, fleshy tail, whatever case type dude or whatever, or any other array of things. So those are fallacies to begin with, regardless of whether you live out in the country or live, especially in the city. Respect for women is shocked, for that matter. And so I know there's such a thing as, well, we have women's lib, women want to do things on their own or whatever. Fine. Mm-hmm. But if a woman asks for something, don't deny it. Don't deny them. I mean, especially if it's something you can do right there on the spot that is of help to them, go for it. At least they'll be appreciative of it.
And there is, too. And before you go, I want to read this with you on the air with me because this is really cool. I wrote this for people like you and for men. Treat her not only the way you want to be treated, but more importantly, how you treat yourself. As a man, love her as an extension of yourself, a completion of the couple, right? And then see her as a matriarch. Your honor and respect for her will shine right back on you as you understand where humanity went wrong. This is what's happening to me right now.
That is too well said. Too well said.
And you know what's even better than that?
What?
And I keep noticing, it's like in the beginning of a relationship, you're always at a clean slate. You're at 100%, right? So going forward, if you watch what you say, you watch what you do, you act, you watch your intent, you open the doors for her, you find out what she wants, you know, you trying to keep the peace, you're never wrong. You'll never be like on the bad side.
That's true.
You know, it has to be both people going nuts in competition with each other, trying to make surprises for one another, trying to do this for the, you know, it should be fun that way. So, you know, and I'm begging men, like, listen to her, ask her about her day, you know, ask her about her opinion, make her feel special. That's the whole idea. But everybody's like, oh,
well, there's that too.
Know.
Because this day and time, men that are very young in years or young in age view that as being old, fuzzy, wuzzy stuff and all that. Why should I listen to the female next to me? Excuse me, but you know what? I made the comment at one point to my nieces that, well, you know, if you don't treat your mom with some respect, she brought you into the world, she can take you right back out. You know, although it was rather crude in commentary, but it got the point across, especially with one of my nieces. So they learn from your commentary. Yes, much as men are the patriarchs of society, the women are the matriarchs, as you mentioned earlier. And quite frankly, a lot of what the matriarchy, the women in the world, have been downtrodden, I'll give you that, and they've been standing up for themselves finally. Whoops.
Here comes the music again. Thanks for calling, though, Francis.
We'll be right back.
Fun. This is the end of the story session. This is Lucas World. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What we're doing, we're tearing down the walls one after the other one. And just as my friend once said, there are times when you must speak, not because you're going to change the other person, but because if you don't speak, they have changed you. Okay, so this is basically where I'm at. If I don't talk about stuff that bothers me and that I see wrong, then I'm as guilty as the other people that I'm talking about. Or that I wouldn't be talking about, right? We're talking about humanity in a big way today, a lot longer than I thought we would have, because I wanted to head off to Israel pretty soon and government matters, if I can, before the end of the show. This is the last leg of the humanity segment because it's one of the most important ones. It's really, really well done, and it's a good story. So she asks him, "How much are you selling these eggs for?" The old seller replies, "$0.25 per egg, ma'am." And she says to him, really snotty, she says, "I'll take 6 eggs for $1.25 or I will leave." The old seller says, "Well, you know, come take them at a price you want, ma'am. Maybe this is a good beginning because I've not been able to sell a single egg today." So she took the eggs and walked away feeling like she had won. She got into her fancy car and goes to a posh restaurant with her friend after that, where she and her friend order whatever they like. They ate a little bit and left a lot of what they ordered on the plate. And then they went to pay the bill. The bill on the order was $45. She gave $60, and told the restaurant owner to keep the change. The incident might have seemed quite normal to most people, but, you know, maybe for that owner, but very painful for the poor egg seller. So the question is twofold. Like, why do we always show that we have the power when we buy from the needy ones? And the other side is like, why do we get generous to those who don't even need our generosity? Huh. So I wanted to share that today because I read somewhere it says my father used to go to buy simple goods from poorer people at higher prices, even though he didn't have to, even though he didn't even need them. Sometimes he would even pay extra for them. And I got concerned by this act, so I asked him, why do you do that? And my father replies, it's charity wrapped with dignity, my child. So if you feel that people need to hear this, then spread the message, right? And support small business. I thought that was cute. Because it's important for humanity's sake, and we're losing so much. You know, if we're not paying attention, we're going to lose a lot more, and it's going very fast right now. I got a quote here that says, when a government prints its own interest-free currency and prospers greatly, then not only does that country need to be destroyed, but all people who will later explain how fabulous life was before debt slavery will be murdered and silenced forever. So the people that are against what's coming are to be silenced forever. And that makes me think of Israel because, you know, that's the terrorist state. That's where terrorism is. That's, you know, even Menachem Begin said it himself, like, you know, we're terrorism. We're the king of terrorism of the world, you know, not just of Israel, you know, of the world. Father of terrorism, you know, when he was asked that. He's so proud of it. Yeah. And it's not pretty. Israel is the Rothschild invention, where terrorism comes from, the Likud events, assassinations, coup d'etats, rigging elections, whatever. 75 years now of the Nakba, the genocide of the Palestinian people. Plus, Israel controls all America's foreign policy. If people don't remember that one, I love saying it because I was made aware of it after a show. At the time of the USS Liberty incident, quote unquote, right? LBJ was told, no. At that time, 67, I believe it was, 69, 67, I think, America does not control its own foreign policy. No, Israel does. Back then, okay? Something to think about. And all Congress has to pledge allegiance to Israel. Ask Cynthia McKinney when she left. That's one of the reasons why she left. So when you see this Israel 75 years, hurrah, like, wow, you know? And speaking of Israel, this is kind of important too. Okay, so I'm watching Reuters, right? Or Reuters, as they call it in British English. And I watch TV with the volume off, especially Reuters. I don't need to hear what they say, and I like having the volume off and just watching. All of a sudden, I see at least 125 tombs discovered at Roman era cemetery in Gaza. And so it piqued my curiosity, right? So I know that, you know, it's like the RBN banner. It comes around every 15 to 20 minutes or so, the same thing over and over again. So, and I was really interested, and I kept reading, and this is what I read. And this would refute Zionist claims that Palestinians were nomads and a people without lands. And that's what I was going to take a picture of next time. So I waited and waited and waited and finally came back again. They took that part out. I never saw that part again. And they said it again, at least 125 tombs discovered at Roman era cemetery in Gaza. But that part that I just read, and this would refute Zionist claims that Palestinians were nomads and a people without lands. I never saw that again. So, this is in Gaza, July 24th. Archaeologists working on a 2,000-year-old Roman cemetery discovered in Gaza last year have found that at least 125 tombs, skeletons still largely intact. The Palestinian Ministry of Antiquities said, pretty important stuff. This is unprecedented. It deepens Palestinian roots to its land, and it shows that they date back thousands of years. The existence of this of the cemetery signifies stability in the area with the inhabitants here for over 2,000 years. And I don't have to repeat that line again about refuting Zionist claims. Can you imagine? And truth is coming out. See? Truth is always going to come out. It's something else that came out today or recently, and I found it, actually some people found it best news in years. The Canadian Mint apparently came out with Mi'kmaq coin, and this is part of the Generations, I think, a Generation story. Mi'kmaq creation story. That's what it is. It's from the Canadian Mint, and it just came out. And one of the greatest days in some people's lives, because of the coin celebration on the unveiling, turns out to be one of the saddest days for this Mi'kmaq here. Because when you find out what the Mi'kmaq have gone through, and when you find out what the changes have been since 1730. What the flag that they have says, Mi'kmaq, and then it has S-A, and then it has L-N-O-G underneath, which stands for Lenok, the people. But the S-A in the middle stands for Saint Anne, the patron saint of the Mi'kmaq since 1730. So, assimilation, if I ever heard it. And it's too bad. They have different ways of just, you know, scaring people and saying that, you know, you have to be Christian. You are the devil. I'll give you an example. The other flag that flies with the flag that I just told you that has Mi'kmaq, S-A, and L-N-O-G. The other flag has a cross in the middle and has N-M-A-T. In each corner, N-M-A-T, okay, with the cross in the middle. The colors are red, white, and blue, signifying the three divine persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. On the Mi'kmaq flag, okay, the letters N-A-M-T stand for I am Catholic, you are the devil, get out. So, you know, it's something that has to be said because this is unprecedented, I think, in history. I mean, this is just one example of one tribe and what they did to it. So if you look at British Columbia, one of the co-founders of British Columbia was known to have said that, you know, if we're going to conquer a population, that we have to completely annihilate the previous inhabitants. So, you know, so it is. That's what they want. And it's really sad. Okay, joke time. I got two of them. I got two cute jokes I have to throw in here before the end of the show. Girl's sitting there in the restaurant. She says, I'd like a Pepsi. And the waiter says, we have Coke. And she says, okay, I'll take a gram of that and a Pepsi, please. And he says, this isn't the White House, miss. Sorry. I thought that was cute. And my other joke today is in the classroom with the teacher with you know, preteen kids, and the teacher says, "Who can name me the three branches of government?" And then the hands go up. Oh, corporations, pedophiles, big pharma, the media. Oh my God, I'll leave that one alone. I think we have a caller, Tom, in Florida. Luca, he's in Florida. You're on the air on Luca's World. Good morning. How are you doing?
How you doing, host? I can't use the name on some shows. They don't want you to call the host's name, so you got to call him the host. Mm. All these guys on RBN, some of these callers are, you should be using the host's name. So I'll call you host. How you doing, host?
Okay.
Host. I just want to talk about, you said something last week about the Red Army, and I did do some research on it. What they did was the Bolshevik Marxist communists, just like they did in Russia in 1917, was 10 times worse than Germany, Hitler was doing. You never hear about that. They covered all that up. But, yeah, Luca, you're right. It's just a big massive cover-up. Like,
but you know
today,
why? It was one big lie. Hitler never did it. This is the whole idea. I have the actual letter saying from Britain to the clergy that they have to lie about it. They have to make it up to in order to deflect attention from the Red Army crimes, like you're saying. So it never even happened, believe it or not. It's wild. It really is.
Well, there's a video out you can watch, Hellstorm. Have you ever seen Hellstorm, Luca?
Oh yeah, I have Hellstorm on my BitChute. Yes, I also have Hitler versus Rothschild, which is 3 minutes long. There's so many things that people could be watching, but they'd rather judge instead. I mean, the proof is everywhere.
Well, the media, remember, Ted Turner said it best when he took over first for the CNN. He said that he who controls the mind controls the media. So,
yeah.
So, you know, whoever runs the media controls the mind, let's put it that way. The media
Absolutely.
Is the mind, you know. And so that's basically how that goes. But, yeah, look, I just wanted to call about this Donald Trump nonsense, this dick and poop imbecile stuff they're putting on Trump. If Donald Trump does get tried in Washington, D.C. with this January 6th, he's going to get convicted. If he goes to West Virginia or maybe even Virginia, he'll get off of it. So Trump has at all costs got to see, because we got to remember, we got to look at the demographic of Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C., the founding fathers, when they built this country, Washington, D.C. was, 99% white? Now it's 99% the other way, you know,
right.
Migrants. So, you know, Trump does not have a prayer of getting found not guilty in that. He will be guilty in Washington. If he goes to West Virginia or Virginia, there'll probably be a hung jury or something, and nothing's going to happen. But
well,
here, Luca,
it's a Freemason court. And Trump is just a player like everybody else. And this is why I don't talk politics or Trump or anything like that on this show. Because, you know, if you're looking at the players, you're missing the action from the puppeteers. This is what they want. They want you to vote. They want you to go Trump. They want you to go Biden's laptop. They want you to – this is all – they're all distractions, and I don't talk about them. But I'm happy to hear what you're saying.
No, Luca, because I bring that up because, you know – Well, okay, we won't talk that, but we'll talk like, okay, I was watching a documentary on Mel Gibson in 1998 where he's talking about how dark Hollywood is and Hollywood's controlled, and, you know, they're on strike with these writers. And Mel Gibson was even pointed right out, and the guy's anti-Semite, he's all this and that. Here, Mel Gibson made, you know, a couple great movies, let's not kid ourselves. And this guy has been singled out as the Antichrist by the kosher media. And it's just unbelievable. And they're the wicked tuna. They're the real wicked tuna. Is these Kabbalists, man? So
yeah.
I look at all this.
My producer is actually saying that I should put the links that we're talking about on Skype for him. And this is what we're going to do. So at the end of the show, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the links to what I just talked about Hitler versus Rothschild, where you can learn the truth in 3 minutes, maybe four. Also the RBN link to the letter stating that they have to invent the Holocaust and lie about it with the clergy, and they stress to do a really good job of it too, to deflect from the Red Army crimes of Holodomor. You know, you figure Holodomor, Holocaust, There's your first clue, right? But anyway, we're going to send the links to Skype. Yes, we are.
Okay, Luke, I'll let you go, but I just want to say that if they have some on YouTube on the Rothschilds, that family, they control over $500 trillion, not billion, trillion. They control $500 trillion. Every one of them lives in a $35 million mansion. I mean, it's unbelievable. But,
well,
and there it is right there. That's all. You got
Thank you very much for the call.
Have a great day.
And we'll be right back with the last segment. This is Lucas World, folks.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
And we are back for the last segment. This is Luca Mino talking to you from Luca's World. And we've been talking today about how everything is just wrong with society and why. And this is what I'm really enjoying talking about, because it's nothing but empowering us to do what we have to do to make things right. And once again, I feel better because the show made me feel better. It made me feel good talking to the callers and just coming out with this again, because it's just really hard. It's getting harder and harder for people that really want to work on having a good soul and being a good soul. Hate has talked so loudly for so long. Greed has talked so loudly for so long. Liars have talked so loudly for so long. It's time for love to stop whispering. It's time for love to start screaming from the rooftops. That's what I want to see. And you know what? When you get older, you'll understand this. Maybe not at 30 years old. Maybe not at a handsome, gorgeous 25 that you are. But have a listen to this and you'll never forget. Ask the child you once were. Ask the elder you are becoming. Ask the spirit you will be someday, and they will guide you. It's true. I've been guided because I've been asking. You have to ask. And the spirits don't speak English. it's asking with your heart. It's saying, you know, it's having the courage to say no. There's a beautiful meme that says, and then the people said no, the end. That's all we have to do. Remember that one caller he called in on one show, and that's what he said. Why don't the people just stop and say no, no more? That's all we have to do. That's it. And I want people to remember to get close to nature. Don't pick the flower and throw it on the ground. Don't even pick it to give it to somebody. Show it to somebody. Staying right there. Don't pick it. You're going to kill it. Nature gives us absolutely everything for free. Nature doesn't charge us any money. The only thing nature asks of us is to protect it, to help protect it, to help save it for future generations. That's the whole idea. That's what we have to remember. And Mike is still on line one. Poor Mike, is he still on there? Mike, are you still with us? Mike is still on line one. Okay, well, maybe, you'll have to tell him I'm sorry for that one. If he's, oh, he's gone, okay. And we have to remember very quickly what Buckminster Fuller said, weaponry to livingry. That's the change we have to make. Everything that has to do with weapons, changing it to everything that has to do with living. Livingry, living well. Because remember, the earth can handle every need, but it cannot handle greed. It can't, and it won't. And Mother Earth is going to come to the point where it's going to be educating the innocent, and it's going to be terminating the incorrigible. Until next week, folks, this is Luca Mino signing off on Luca's World. Be safe, everyone.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.